We are learning with Sechlis Erevin, Daf Tzadik Vav Amabez, and we are beginning 5 lines from the top of Tzadik Vav Amabez. We are looking for the Tana who holds Shabbos Zman Tefillin. Because we learned in our Mishnah, Pashtus, the Tana Kama, one of the Pshat and Mimara is the Tana Kama holds Shabbos Zman Tefillin, and therefore you can't put on 2 pairs because it's about Taisif. But who's the man that holds the Shabbos Chayiv and Tefillin? So Gemara says, we had the Tana. This is the final one. Elahai Tanu. It's this Tana. The Tana went to the Braisim. Hamoitzi Tefillin. Someone finds Tefillin. Machlisim Zug Zug. You could bring 1 pair at a time. Echad the ish ve'echad isha. Say ish and say isha could bring in 1 pair at a time. And echad chadashois ve'echad yeshanois. Say a new pair of tefillin and say old pair of tefillin. Like we learned in our Mishnah, that new pair, it could be you can't bring in. Maybe it's a kameya, that's what we learned in the Mishnah meanwhile. Maybe it's not really tefillin. But this man the holds, you can bring in echad chadashois ve'echad yeshanois. This is Ramei. Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, oisa bechadashois. Yehuda oisa bechadashois. Chadashos are aser, because like we said in the Mishnah, maybe it's a kameya, maybe it's just an amulet, it's not a tefillin. Umata b'yashonos. So adkan loy pligi el b'chadashos yashonos. The homoklagis Ramei Rabbi Yehuda is only if you find a new, something that looks brand new, could you bring it in and out? Alba isha, everyone agrees that isha could bring in tefillin. Loy pligi. By isha, it could bring in tefillin. So what do you see from here? So the way Rashi learns is that if a isha was not chayiv in tefillin, she would not be able to bring tefillin in because it's a mitzvah, say shazman grama, and even worse here, Shabbos is not and it's a mitzvah shazman grama, and it's about Tosef if she wears tefillin. So how can Isha bring in the tefillin? And according to Tosef, the way he learns it, that since she's not chayim in tefillin, it's not a tachshit. That's what Tosef learns. It's not a tachshit. But either way, you see, if you're allowing a lady to bring in tefillin, it must be she's chayim in tefillin. It must be that Noshim Achayev, and if Noshim Achayev must be it's not a Zman Groma. If it's not a Zman Groma, it means that Shabbos is Chayev and Tefillin. So we have here the Man Yom, Shabbos is Chayev and Tefillin. Because we're letting Isha bring it in, meaning Isha is Chayev. Isha is only Chayev, and Shabbos is Zman Tefillin. So what do you mean? Dilma Sovlak Rav Yaisi, Dom Noshim Sayyim Kurz Hashos. What's the Raya? Maybe all of Yaisi holds that even a mitzvah saseish as man grama is a mitzvah kiyumis, and Isha could wear it in. No, tomorrow, no. We are going to prove to you Rameyer and Rabbi Yaisi, and Rameyer and Rabbi Yehuda do not hold of Rabbi Yaisi. They do not hold of same kusheshos. Loi sarkadayetach. The loi Rameyer savlok Rabbi Yaisi. Loi Rabbi Yehuda savlok Rabbi Yaisi. They both do not hold of Rabbi Yaisi. Loi Rameyer savlok Rabbi Yaisi. The time went to the Mishnah. Ime akvimes tenekes b'lizkaya. You don't have to stop a young boy from blowing shofar on Shana, even though he's not chayiv. But the mitzvah is chayiv bechinuch. So there's a mitzvah of chinuch, so a young boy is allowed to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Ha noshim akvim, but noshim cannot blow shofar. Why not? So the way Rashi learns is because it's a Baal Taisif, because you don't hold like a Yosef, we're trying to prove. You don't hold like a Yosef, he's not chayiv, so it's Baal Taisif. And according to Taisif, the reason it's not chayiv, it's a shvus, it's a derabanan. So if you hold like a Yosef, you're chayiv mitzvah, why can't they blow shofar? Ha noshim akvim, v'stam mistisim rameyer, and stam mishtos rameyer. So we see here, Rameh Shadah Rabbi Yaisi, because if you held the Rabbi Yaisi that you could have a mitzvah kiyumis, you would allow her to blow shofar. Since we're not allowing to blow shofar, it means that we hold that when it's a mitzvah, says Rabbi Rameh, you're not allowed to do it. Stamis Nisim Rameh. V'loi Rabbi Yehuda, Sovlok Rabbi Yaisi, the Tanya, the Braisa. So that's, we know Rameh doesn't hold the Rabbi Yaisi. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda holds the Rabbi Yaisi. No, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold the Rabbi Yaisi. The Tanya, the Braisa. Dabra Bnei Yisrael, V'somach. It says in the Pasuk, Smicha. Smicha means when you have a carbon, before you have a carbon, you put your hands on it and you say Vidui. So it says in the Pasuk, Bnei Yisrael, Bnei Yisrael Soimchim, Ve'in Bnei Yisrael Soimchis. Bnei Yisrael are not Soimch. Rabbi Yaisi, Rav Shimon Oimrim, Noshim Soimchis, Shos, Noshim could do it. V'stam Sifra, Mani Rabbi Yehudi. The Tanakama of this is a Safra, this is a Tyrus Kayanim, and the Reisha of this Braisa is Stam Tyrus Kayanim, which is Rabbi Yehuda, and it says that they cannot be Soimich. So you see, Rabbi Yehuda does not hold of Rav Yaisi. So therefore, we have a Raya now that the two Tanoim will hold that Shabbos Zman Tefillin is Rabbi Yehuda and Rameya. What's the Raya? Because they say that Noshim will let her bring Tefillin in. And if it wouldn't be chayiv, they would not be able to bring tefillin in because either if your rashi is about Tosif or according to Tosif because it's not the derech, so it must be the chayiv and tefillin. And it doesn't mean same chesed shos because they argue on same chesed shos. That means they hold that mitzvah says is man grama and also not allowed to do. So talk to Maravite. Omer Avolazo, hamoitzi tcheles b'shok. A new sugya, Hashach Tamishtok, in a second. Rabbi Lozer says that if you find tcheles b'shuk, you find these blue strings in the shuk, and you know, you say, well, these are expensive strings, I want to use my talis. So the question is, was it done l'shma? You don't know if it was done l'shma. Maybe it was made to make some clothing. So what do you do? Hamatz tcheles b'shuk. So l'shaynois psulois. If you find these tongues of threads, means these big bunches of threads, psulois. It's not even threads, it's like a bunch of a wool, of dyed wool. It's possible. Why? Because maybe it was dyed shaloi l'shma. Rasha shema le'tzava l'shem tzitzis. Vanana si l'shma binan. It has to be l'shma, it has to be l'shem tzitzis. But if you find chutim, you find little threads, then it's kasha. Ma'ishna l'shayna is to amar dait l'glima tzavinu. Why is a tongue, which means a whole bunch, it's not really threads, it's like a bunch of wool that's blue. Why do we say there is no good? Because we say maybe he did it to make clothing. Chutinami, strings also, neymar, daita deglima tavinu. Maybe he did it adas to make clothing out of it. So why are strings any better? The Gemara answer is talking about shazurim. It was spun. It was spun, and it was, or whatever shazurim means in English, and it was made into clean threads. So then, with Naman, we assume that it was, you wouldn't do it only, you only do it for tzitzis. Shizurim means thicker, makes it thicker. It's a few threads put together. Is that called spawn? What's the English word for shizurim? What? Twisted is a better word. Shizurim means twisted, because tavinu means really spawn. So shizurim means twisted, so you twist a few strings together, so it's thicker. So it's thicker with name of tzitzis. It could be you twisted these threads to make a thick border around the clothing. You know, of course, in the clothing you use very thin threads, but maybe using it for the border. So still not a raya. It was cut. You had cut strings down to size. The kuli hai badei le'torach inisha. No one cuts it to size, because when you cut a string to size, you can't sew anything with it anymore. So it was cut to size, then you know that it was made for tzitzis. Because a person would not be tereach to cut the size unless he was doing it l'shma. He's not going to cut it up and then retie it to sew. So that's the klaf magamara, that if you find something and you can nemon from the tircha, that it was done, it looks like it was done for tzitzis, you can nemon to shma. Right, the gemara kasha, I'm a rava, is that true? Chi odom tereach lasis kemea kemin tefillin. There's a person, the person saying, a person tereach, it's always l'shem the mitzvah. We said in our Mishnah that if you find a new thing, it's a box with a parasha in it, we say it might be a kameya. Does a person make himself go crazy for kameya and not make tefillin? Chi odom tereach lasis kameya kemin tefillin, the tanan, medvam urim b'yashamis, avachadosh is potter. So what you see from our Mishnah is that it's still not a raya. It's not a raya's tefillin, because yeah, maybe a person does do crazy things. He's tereach for something that's not a mitzvah. So you see in our Mishnah that Yechoshua just backs with a parasha in it is a kameya. So by the string also, maybe it's not tzitzis. So Rav Zera lahava berei. So Rav Zera attempted to answer this question by bringing a braisa, a raya, to the halacha of tcheles. Rav Zera lahava berei. Puk tani luhu, go tell him a braisa. It says in the braisa, amoytzi tcheles b'shuk l'shoynois, if it's a bunch of wool, pesulim, chutim, ufsakim, if it's cut threads, ksherim, fishenim, tereach. So the first a brice like that. But Omar Rava, so Rava answers back, okay, you have a brice, but I have a Mishnah. Omar Rava, Mishnah, Tani Lu, I have a Raid Rav Zera, because he has a brice, keep it Tani Lu, I'm going to hang on it some jewelry, like all of a sudden, okay, Gevaldik, you have a brice. I still have a cash from our Mishnah. What do you want? What, you didn't answer anything. But Tanam, Edvaram, Wurim, Bishan, Esav, Kadosh's Potter. Our Mishnah's Kadosh's Potter. So I don't hear what you're saying. So Elamah Rava, Rava says, because of this kasha, Yodz Mechagas Tanoim. Elamah Rava, Torach, Veloi Torach Tanoim. It's Mechagas Tanoim, what we just learned. The Tanoim, in the Braisa, Hamoitzi Tefillin, if you find Tefillin, Machnisim Zug Zug, Echad Ish, Ve'echad Isha. If you find Tefillin, you can bring it one pair at a time, Sai Ish, Sai Isha, and the Tanakama says, which is Rameyer, Echad Chadoshos, Ve'echad Ishon is the Rameyer. Sai Chadosha, Sai Yishonis. That means even a new pair of tefillin, you can assume it's tefillin. Because a person's not tereach to make a box with a parasha inside it. It's not like our Mishnah's Rameh. You have a box with a parasha inside it, that you don't assume that that's not tefillin. It's a kameh, you don't, not tereach. But Rabbi Yehuda, Oysa Bechadoshois, Umata Bechadoshois. Bechadoshois, he holds an ally to bring in, because you can assume it's kameh. Alma, you see from here, it's machlaikis. Marsava Tarachinish, Marsava Tarachinish, it's Machloikis Tanoim if a person is Tereach. And therefore, it's not a kasha, the two Bryson against the Mishnah, because really, Machloikis Tanoim if a person is Tereach and doesn't land up being L'shem Mitzvah.